More and more consumers are trying out the internet to buy presents during the holiday season. Orders can be readily shipped out to either the buyer or the recipient, meaning no long icy drive to a shopping center or wrestling with a fellow shopper over a low-stock gift. But Glenn Lloyd, a public information officer with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, says mail order shopping can also be a problem.
Because you're sending money out of the state of Wisconsin, maybe out to California, what happens if they don't send the product or you're trying to get it back to them and every time you call the toll-free number, it's busy? There's not much you can do.
Lloyd says people welching on a long-distance order is on his department's top 10 list of complaints. He says it's best to work with familiar companies when internet shopping, who are required to ship within 30 days of receiving an order, unless stated otherwise. But Lloyd warns even if the company complies with an order, there are other hazards for the buyer.
Consumer Protection has gotten complaints about charges that go as high as $10 shipping and handling for each item ordered. So you could be comparison shopping and find what you think is the best deal, but if you have to pay $10 for shipping and handling, then that isn't a good deal.
Lloyd says to ask how much you'll be charged for shipping before finalizing an order. He adds that it's wise to order early and ask about a company's return policy. Some businesses won't refund shipping costs. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.